In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we will close these spring services again with that prayer to our Heavenly Father, that He would again give us of His goodness according to His will. I thought I would read from Isaiah chapter 25. And I'm going to read verse 1 and verse 9. In Jesus' name. O Lord, Thou art my God. I will exalt Thee, I will praise Thy name, for Thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation. Amen. It seems how quickly these services that we wait for, we long for, they begin and they quickly end. But I would have to say, dear brothers and sisters, I'm sure you would also agree, it has been good to be here. We have experienced this great love that God has for His children. We oftentimes come to these times of services with doubts, sometimes fears. We come with prayers that God would feed us through the servants that have come. And isn't it so how we have experienced this, that God has certainly answered our prayers? It always amazes me how that Spirit is one. It unites us. It gives us that common understanding. It's amazing when we have visiting speakers in the midst of our congregations, how that Holy Spirit that dwells within gives that light and opens God's Word, makes it alive. We have certainly experienced this again this weekend. And we can thank God, just as this first verse that we read, O Lord, Thou art my God. I will exalt Thee, I will praise Thy name. For Thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and true. We haven't come to hear a different word this weekend, have we? But we have come to hear that same word, God's holy and precious word. And this is what we've heard. And we certainly have reason to, again, thank God that He has gifted us with this precious gift of faith. Sitting there last night in that presentation, I was thinking there also that what a personal gift we have been given, dear brother and sister. A gift that we need to take care of. And we heard so preciously this weekend how we take care of this gift. It's so simple, but yet it can be so difficult. Because the enemy is there. The enemy knows what a special gift we have. He does. He knows. But we come to the feet of Jesus and we're encouraged time and time again to put sins away when they beset. We have heard of that goal that is set before us. It is heaven. I know if I asked every one of you today, if you want to get to heaven, your answer would be, yes, I want to go to heaven. This is why God wants to encourage us during these weekends, during our times of services, to put sins away, believe the precious gospel message. When we put our sins away, dear brother and sister, you dear precious youth, the way remains clear. God has promised. God does not break His promises, but He will continue to lead us. He will continue to guide us. And we can rejoice in this. I thought about this ninth verse that we read. It speaks to us of that day that we are striving to get to. It's a worthwhile journey. When we are able to lay down this travel staff of faith, we won't want to return here, dear brother and sister. As we have already heard, we will only rejoice there in heaven. Through the eyes of faith, we see heaven as a special, special place. That is why it is so important that we take care of this gift of faith. So this heavenly place remains special. Remains a place where we want to get to. It speaks of this, it says, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation. Dear brother and sister, it pays to believe. Even at the closing of these services, you can again uplift your hearts and believe all of your sins and doubts and fears forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. God will continue to care for us. He has promised He will. This is that same gospel I want to hear. But can I have my sins and doubts also forgiven, dear brother and sister? And in closing, I have already spoken with Roger as he is not here. But dear Nathan, we wish to thank you and your family for your service here. May God richly repay you. But above all, we thank our Heavenly Father that He has sent those messengers unto us to remind us of His goodness, to forgive us our sins. We need this, dear brother and sister. And we ask you, Nathan and Janelle, to remember us here in this congregation, as we will promise to remember you. And we ask that you would take those greetings back to Rockford from our congregation here in Cocato. We can rejoice and thank God for this weekend. It has been good to be here. In Jesus' name and always blessed name, amen. Let us quiet in our hearts in closing prayer and benediction. Dear Heavenly Father, as we close these spring services, we wish to thank you for the words that you have given unto us this weekend. Words of instruction, words of rebuke, words of forgiveness and love. Dear Father, we ask that you would give us hearts and ears to hear your precious word. And to do that you have willed us to do. And above all, dear Father, we wish that you would and ask that you would continue to lead and guide us. Continue to forgive us. Continue to bless us. And we enclose and ask for your blessing in the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.